a chance to dream. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. But there was no death for Thea and Cal, though they slept nigh 100 years. Asleep to heal the heartache and the 1,000 natural shocks. None such rest would grace the world outside. In just a few decades, it was dragged eons from the beauty of their chambers. Cities slump like dusty graveyards, while farms and forests were transformed into a uniform buzzing sprawl, an equidistant gray grid. For in this world, brash and fragile personas alike were an epidemic unto themselves. Proximity, the pathology for the disease. For sickness was no longer a foreign agent, their souls its breeding ground. Their consolation? The dreariest shadow of Eden to tend. In 2077, with the World Council adjourned, a solution was co-signed by its most powerful minds. They claimed to have found in code the children of perfected reason. In metal frames, the guides to utopia. To each citizen their own as a gift, a multiplicity of stars with a singular will. The ushers, the cleansers, the cure, the saints. It was at this moment that Thea and Cal awoke.